The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
This is for you, this is for you and me, and who we see when we see each other. This is for all, this is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother. And you're not crazy anymore, you've been waiting at the door. And it's time to open.
It is time to open. Oh, my gosh, here it is. It's November. It's already November. It's a month of Thanksgiving. That's what we're going to be talking about as time goes by, about how to be thankful. And with all the things that are being thrown up in our face, it's going to take some, alignment with God or some alignment with community, something of that nature, to reach into the thankfulness, because it's hard to say you're thankful for a gunman going rampant at LAX and shooting people until you read that one of them was a TSA agent. And I'm not suggesting the TSA agent should be shot. What I am suggesting that is our culture is set up to actually aggravate people and to make them crazy, okay? And when I heard this report on the LAX shooting, I started looking around to see if I could find out if the guy was on psychotropic drugs or something of that nature. I haven't found out yet, but I'm suspecting that they are. So here's what I'm going to be thankful for. If we take the drugs out of the marketplace, the drugs that right on the television, they'll tell you that the side effects are bleeding. Sometimes they call it hemorrhaging, depression, suicide, things of that nature. So what's going to happen if you put drugs into people that are already aggravated and pressured because they don't have enough finances? Instead of working at a good job, they're now scraping by at $10 an hour part-time, things of that nature. And then you get TSA people that are some of the most aggravating human beings that I've ever come across in this world. To me, I actually was frisked by one in a way that I found extremely offensive, and I find it offensive when children are too. And what I found out about the shooting at LAX was that the guy was asking people if they were TSA or not, okay? And if they weren't, they were fine, and if they were, he was taking a shot at them. Now, I'm not suggesting that's the way to handle TSA, but I am saying that the American people are being humiliated. They are being forced into tense situations, and then they're being given drugs with suicidal side effects and violent side effects. So, come on, guys. It ain't about the guns. It's about the drugs that we're being given, and it's about the slavery. We're all enslaved by the rat race of this culture, the hamster wheel of trying to stay alive. And fortunately, we've got community and friends and yoga and a lot of peaceful people in the world. But I am not surprised when people break loose, and whether if you take away guns, they'll go in there with a knife and stab somebody if they're feeling bad about this. This isn't just about the weapon. This is about where people are being driven. So I'm not surprised it's happening. I'm not surprised. In the 1950s, 1990s, I read a book called Shot in the Dark, and I found out what we were doing to our children by the different shots that we were giving them. And maybe Lewis has something to say about this later, I don't know. But what we watched with these shots being given to the kids, and they started having all kinds of disorders and ailments. And a lot of these shots that were given to the children have now been recognized as harmful. Well, people were telling the government that these shots were harmful for absolutely years, and now we have the data. We even have Belgium. A couple months back, I mentioned that Belgium was actually thinking of euthanizing certain groups of their children because the damage from these injections is so great that their children were off base. And I'm sorry, Belgium, that's euthanasia is not the answer to handling the children. What the answer is to handling this is taking these dumb drugs off the market and starting to get responsible here. And I don't know, I mean, I could rant and rave about this one for an hour, Randy, but you're listening to Waking Up in America, and Randy's about, you can see I couldn't even make it through the introduction. I'm so annoyed by this drug situation. This show is presented by Mary Louise Zeller, 20 times gold medal taekwondo champion and forms an international Kayani distribution agent. And what we stand for here on Waking Up in America is getting you the best information on the best people and your good health and your happy future. That's what we're about, and that's what Mary Louise is about, and that's what Kayani is about, and that's what Lewis is about, and that's what Randy is about, and Mike is about, and Val are about. That's what we're here. This is our 27th year. So we're here for you, and we're here for your future. Get these dang drugs off the market and join. All of us come together as torchbearers, and let's be the torchbearers that pull these darn suicidal drugs out of the market and stop pumping people full of crud. And let's take TSA and put them someplace else. Why don't we just do something with vote out Homeland Security? I don't know. Pardon?
I'm with you on that.
I'm a torchbearer, okay? I'm an Olympic torchbearer, and I'm part of a 2,000-year-old flame of the Greek Republic. And I'm telling you, Randy, I know you're a torchbearer too, and so is Lewis. We've come here for the reason of offering you a better future, and we're gonna have to stand up for this because this is not about guns, folks. Okay?
No, it's not about guns. No, it's not the gun at all. And when I first heard the story, I gotta admit, I had, you know, while anyone's life being taken is always a sad thing, I wasn't sad at all when I heard it was TSA, because not only are they the most aggravating organization, they're sexual predators. They're sexual predators that have been given power over people. And or so it's perceived. I mean, obviously, we always have the power, the ultimate power. But when I heard that, I've had so many injustices inflicted on myself. I always opt out, which means they always touch my body, and because I refuse the X-ray. So when I heard this, you know, maybe the guy. I'll just try to give another picture. Maybe the guy isn't drinking the fluoride in the water. Maybe he's a real testosterone-filled man who's either had his children, if he has any, that were touched, or maybe he was touched, or maybe his mother was touched, and he'd had enough of the injustices going on in this country. I mean, if you back us up to the days of the Founding Fathers, do you really think that someone would be allowed to touch your body or your wife or your child? And what would they do to them? They probably would have taken them out. And I'm not saying I advocate that because we're in a different day, but people are getting pushed.
I understand it for sure.
Yeah, and men are standing to be men. There's far more men, the truckers who protested, the bikers who protested, the veterans who protested. George Soros, he loves to stir up controversy, and you say, well, why are you bringing up George Soros? Well, him and the chief of the land are pretty good buds, and Soros loves, openly admits it, to play God, and the way he does it is he destroys the country's currency. He said well over a year ago that he was zeroing in on the United States dollar, which is crashing faster than fast, and the way he destroys a country is he causes inner turmoil. And if you look at what's going on in our country, it's injustice after injustice after injustice, and the people are being held down, and they're being fluoridated. They're being poisoned with the GMO genetically modified food. We're being poisoned by the chemtrails being dumped in the sky. Down here in Miami, they dump on us daily.
Now,
it is a barrage.
They've revved it back up again?
It's been like double, triple lately. So, and I know the difference. I'm a runner. So when I run and they haven't chemtrailed, I'm fine. When they chemtrail, my nose, and I know this is gross, but it is a non-stop faucet. So whatever they're dumping, my body knows it. And that's why I take things like Protandim and now Kyani and some longevity products to build up my immune system to fight it. And I eat non-GMO food as much as possible.
And then we've got Fukushima coming our way too, boy.
That's right. So when I heard about the TSA thing, I was not sad because I'm surprised this is the first, to be honest. These guys are sexually molesting people from one end of our nation to the other. And I had a personal run-in with them this summer when my son flew U.S. Airways, and I had paid the extra $150 to have, he flew solo, and he's a minor. So I had his brother waiting on one end. TSA would not release my young son to his brother without him going through the x-ray. And when he refused it, they threatened to call Child Protective Services.
What did you do? What happened?
We waited him out. We threatened to call the police on them. They threatened to call the police on us. And eventually, after, I'm not kidding you, 30 minutes of him being on the ground, they finally released him. It was like a waiting game. And it was extremely heated.
Yeah, well, it's all about aggravating people, Randy, because even during the government shutdown, one of the things that I saw which just made me crazy was that they took all the handles off the park water fountain so that people couldn't get water. And they were, and the forest rangers were told to do whatever they could to aggravate the American people. So this fits with your conversation of George Soros, you know?
Yes. Well, and as far as those national parks go and that government shutdown, my son works for a conservation corps in a western state, and all of those workers were ushered out of the park. They weren't even allowed to work, and they're basically volunteers. And, you know, all they do is for the betterment of the parks. And the parks belong to the people, unbeknownst to the federal corporation government, who's in quasi-power at this moment. And I do hope more men stand. I'm not saying I hope that they go do shootings. I'm not advocating that for all of those alphabet soup listeners, TSA.
Well, that you do it either. We're not advocating that you do it either, okay?
No. But I am saying I want more men to stand. I want men to stand. I want the people to stop drinking the fluoride, and I want people to stand against these outrages. Women and children and men should not be molested because you want to catch a flight.
And everybody should not be drugged because you're supposed to feel better. I remember Randy's scene when the drug ads first hit television. I remember this older man and this older woman, I would say, in their 60s, maybe they're almost 70s, and they were holding hands, running through a field, and there was this drug you were supposed to buy, but it didn't even tell you what the drug was. I mean, it didn't tell you what it was supposed to do. And I thought, what is this? And that was when I first started noticing them. Now they're rampant. And if you notice, they go through when they read the disclaimers, they read and they say suicide. They say internal bleeding. Lewis, do you have any comments here on the medical part of this?
specifically, what drug are you talking about?
I never even knew the name of it. It was just, they introduced. Okay, well, here's one of my favorites, okay? This one makes me laugh, okay? And it's if you have an erection that lasts more than 4 hours. You've heard that one, right?
I think we all have.
Well, I think Dr. Val, hold on. Those commercials are just unbelievable because, you know, I'm a 50-year-old man, but at 70, I don't want to be feeling like a 20-year-old man. I don't care how good my fantasy life is, how my mind works. Do not want to be, you know, feeling like a 20-year-old at 70. That's why I think
you're not 70 yet, so let's until that time comes around.
Okay, I don't know because I don't pay that much attention to them, Lewis, but when you listen to them, they'll tell you regularly that if you have any suicidal tendencies, consult with your doctor. They say that almost all the time. I can find it every day on television.
Well, it's true that a lot of the antidepressants can certainly screw with your brain.
And by the way, antidepressants, what does that mean?
Right. Antidepressants, obviously there are a whole host of medicines that affect brain chemistry in one way or another. Perhaps the most popular are the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, things like Prozac and Zoloft.
That's it.
You know, and they do alter your thinking, and particularly for younger people. You know, brain development is not complete until your early 20s. I mean, there's still a number of pathways that are being laid down. People don't realize that. There's this concept that, brain function is really pretty much complete by age 12 or adolescence. But really, young people in their early 20s are still undergoing the final events. And so that younger people in particular are susceptible to changes in brain chemistry that ultimately lead to things like suicide really isn't surprising. And in spite of that, these drugs continue to be pushed out there as the solution. You know, there was an interesting study a number of years ago that looked at omega-3 fatty acids, particularly EPA. EPA is eicosapentaenoic acid. It's one of the two omega-3 fatty acids that we look at in things like fish oil. If you take about 2.5 grams of fish oil a day, which I often recommend to people with cardiovascular disease, about 1,000 milligrams will probably be EPA. Turns out that in treating major depression, 1,000 milligrams of EPA was just as effective as Prozac.
Probably a lot cheaper, too.
And fish oil.
Yeah, so if you know, a lot of folks who have either depression or other psychiatric issues, whether we're talking about schizophrenia or bipolar disorder, are often highly omega-3 deficient. 60% of Americans are omega-3 deficient. We're not approaching management of these problems in a way that makes sense. I mean, there's a nutritional aspect to addressing mental illness, and that's completely overlooked in favor of using these agents, which, you know, have unknown effects until tried. Anyway, if you have an option to get on Prozac because of depression, talk to your physician first about, can we try EPA, omega-3s, first?
Well, half of them don't even have an education in nutrition.
No, they don't.
It's not half of them. That's an understatement. It's virtually all of us. There is no significant nutritional program in the training of MD medical students.
So they're in itself. So let's get our medical students trained. Let's get these drugs off the table. I actually was a boarding care organizer in the late 70s and the early 80s, and what we did was go into mental hospitals and help people get out, actually. Once they get in there, it's rather frightening what happens to them. One of the things that I saw in the late 70s was something called tardive dyskinesia. I saw it actually in person, and it was a woman, an older woman, sitting in a courtyard looking kind of stupid, dribbling and drooling and twitching. I said when I was going and getting a tour through the hospital, "So what on earth mental illness is that?" And they said, "It's tardive dyskinesia." And I said, "What does that mean?" And they said, "Well, what happens is you give somebody a drug for something, and then they start to have a side effect. And you give them something for the side effect." And so here we had, you know, in the late 70s, we had at least one person I saw that would never... by the way, it's irreparable.
It is permanent, that's right, yeah.
So
these involuntary movements of the jaw and mouth and tongue, and you know, it really is an awful.
That would be awful.
Yeah.
Note to self, just don't get on them. I've been taking the fish oil for a long time. I actually, I don't know if you know of a good company, but I use Youngevities, and it's outstanding. So.
Well, you got it in Kayani now, too, in your triangle path?
Yes.
You got pure Alaskan salmon oil, you know, the purest, cleanest stuff, so... Yeah, it's well known, and I also want to throw in a pitch for Lumosity here, and that's Lumosity. I started taking their brain training program. I had been interested in it for a long time, and I'd been a little bit lazy, and then my friend Brenda told me, you know, how much difference it had made for her, and I started doing it, and I've now been doing it every single solitary day, okay? And I've done it for about 2.5 months every day. And this thing about, it's a BPI, whatever my brain thing is, started out at like 200 and 270 or something like that, which wasn't bad, but now it's over 700. And it's improving me in areas like speed and comprehension and problem solving and all kinds of stuff. And the fun about it is it attracts you and keeps a record of what it is that you've been doing, and I can tell, it's like this week my brain profile has been a little bit, it kind of peaked at 700 and something like that, and I can see it moving along, and then you're given all kinds of memory tests and things of that nature, and when I first get into the games, I think, oh, God, I'll just never be able to do these, and then a week later, I find myself just whipping around. So... we can take care of ourselves in a lot of ways that we're not, and I would love to see Lumosity given to every kid, every adult, anybody, because what it does is it changes your relationship to how you perceive things. Do you know anything about this, Randy, or do you know anything about this, Lewis? Have you heard about what I'm talking about?
Yes, I have.
No. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, then.
Yeah, no, I mean, your experience is, I think... brain training is something that anyone can do, and everyone probably should.
And it's cheap too. It's something like $80 a year, or something like that. And you can actually—I can get my family to do it. I was actually showing—I've been showing members of my family. I say, "Let me show you the increase." Oh no, that'll be okay. We're fine. I'm glad you like it.
Oldest son called the other day, and he said, "Mom, I want you to tell the boys, the brothers, to go listen to this song." And he said the name of the song, then he said the name of the song a second time, and he made me repeat it one time. And then I totally forgot what the name of the song was. So 3 hours later when I got home, and he asked me, like a couple days later, he said, "Did you remember to tell him?" I said, "No, we were laughing because you couldn't remember what the name of it was." He goes, "Yes, you got to say it in threes. I should have told you the third time." So that's probably brain training, I'm guessing.
Lewis, I've been meaning to ask you this because I find it rather disappointing. Here I am. I'm actually up to 92.3 or something out of 100 for my age group for memory. And yet, my short-term memory, I'll say hello to somebody, what's your name, and I don't remember.
I don't remember.
How can I be so high up without remembering?
Well, that probably has to do with the fact that my guess is that you have so much going on in your life and in your brain that at some level you're distracted. And that is not related uniquely to aging. That's very, very common, I think, in our society, people of all ages who have just so much going on. The information that's put right in front of you, when you're not specifically focused on it, will pass by. So it's probably just a matter of deliberately being attentive.
Well, that's good to know. Thank God I've got a script so I can remember who our sponsors are. Bless your hearts. We so much appreciate you. You are listening to Waking Up in America with Dr. Val, Randy Shannon, and the ever-popular Louise Constantine, M.D. So visit our Waking Up in America website and sign up for our newsletter. And when you do, when you submit you're alert. We're going to put you into a little raffle here that we've got for some Patricia Bragg books and things of that nature. So go over to the website, sign up for the alerts. We'll give you the password for our amazing section, and we'll also enter you into a contest to win one or more of Patricia Bragg's books. So what can I tell you? I think she's as good as it gets. Her father started the first health food store in America. So there you go with Patricia Bragg. Did you guys, by the way, get your deliveries?
No, but I'm waiting at the mailbox, literally, right now.
And you didn't either, Louise?
I did.
You did get yours?
I did. It's right here.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
She's going to be jealous. Watch out.
I'm going to come out there and grab some.
Okay, that's fine.
Did you open the box? Have you had any yet?
Yes.
Yeah?
Apple cider vinegar.
Yeah?
Yeah,
you want to say something
nice
about
refreshing,
it?
Refreshing lift. A little honey and and you're off.
If you haven't had it ever before, the first time is a little bit different, I should say. But once you get going with it, your body just craves it. So delicious.
It's not a soft drink, okay? And when you drink this, it's doing all kinds of good stuff for the body. And maybe we can have Louis at some point let us know more about that. So, also, winter's coming. I like to serve Jason winter tea in the summertime. I like the peach tree as a nice cold drink. In the winter, I just love the Jason winter teas. I am a sucker for peach. There's just a number of good flavors. The thing that's important about them is they are specifically designed to strengthen your immune system. Out of all of the teas that I know of in particular, this one is the most interesting combination. It pulls from different herbs from all over the world, and it has astounding results, which we can't talk about on the radio because we're not supposed to get your hopes up about things. Anyway, Sir Jason winter tea, really a fine drink. Protandin, blood purifier. I think it's 3 years now that I've been taking Protandin. And I use Protandin as a part of my team. All of the things that I am mentioning to you here on the air are part of what I would call the health partnership that I have been working with and have worked with in my life and am also responsible for. All of these things have links on the website. And one of them thinks it has a link, and it's a company that I created in 1992 to manufacture ear cones, the ancient art of ear coning, which cleans the eustachian tubes. And really, by the way, does help a lot with the chemtrails, and you can do this to yourself as well. We have a kit on the website that sells for $99. And that kit, you can actually do 4 conings, and a lot of the stuff that's accumulating through our atmosphere and such, you can help clear that out of your body because it does get stuck in the tubes. We have Randy Shannon's 42action.org. Follow the link on her site and find out what she's up to. She'll mention more about this later on in the show. We also have El Pinto Salsa, which is at Ralph's. And also you want to visit El Pinto Restaurant in Albuquerque, New Mexico, which is a destination restaurant. Excellent food. I just was talking with Jim Thomas yesterday. They have Kangen water in their restaurant. They're always doing something to make it better for you. And these twins have carried on the tradition of their dad that started the restaurant over 50 years ago. So he knows I'm coming to Albuquerque soon, and he knows he's taking me to dinner. So let him go to dinner with Jim yourself. I think you'll find a very nice thing over there. Also, there's a picture of the website, a picture of his restaurant on the website. So check it out, El Pinto. We have the Galactic Federation with Sheldon and Colleen, and the Galactic Federation gives us the update on what the extraterrestrials are up to. And I have to tell you, once I did do a note about the extraterrestrials. Oh, yeah. Aliens refuse to make crop circles in GMO fields. So, you know,
I love that story.
But they're also refusing to sign up for Obamacare.
That's the best. Okay.
Only 6 people have. Did we already discuss that?
6 people.
6 people in a country of over 300 million people. 6.
That was
is that not an open rejection?
is that even the truth, or am I being gullible if I believe you?
Well, that is. It was on Fox News. I heard Greta Van whatever say it.
Was it because they couldn't sign up because the website was broken down?
Yeah, well, just, you know, if you think about it, for this program to be successful, they have to have young people sign up. Well, I have four young sons, two of which would be able to sign up. Now, they don't have a bill of $100 a month right now. Do you think they're going to go get one?
I don't think so.
Right. So that's going to be a failure in itself right there. The Medicare and Medicaid people aren't going to be on it. And then you've got welfare people who aren't going to be on it. And, you know, the only ones that are going to be able to force on it is probably business people, and I think they're going to openly reject it, as I am at this moment.
Well, what they said, Randy, was that there's a certain number of people that have to register for it to make it work at all, and they're far short of that. I didn't realize it was six people. I mean, I find that a little hard to believe. But
well, if I could beg anything of this country, I would beg that people don't sign up. I'm not signing up. What?
Well,
who can force me to pay a bill?
You notice what's on it, and Obamacare. It's been on the website for a year, so you can go over there and you can sign petitions, too. So I would like to finish. I'm going to finish with the rest of the sponsors here. And honest to gosh, you can see that we're on top of probably the most amazing time in the history of the world with what's going on here. So I want, oh, by the way, with the remark was the Galactic Federation and Sheldon and Colleen, I actually asked them about whether or not the extraterrestrials could help with Fukushima or not, and they said that they would and they could. So, you know, maybe you want to address a little bit later, Lewis, something about iodine, because I know iodine helps, but I liked hearing that the Galactic Federation was willing to help and that they were also part of the reason why we didn't have war in Syria. So, you know, whether it's true or not, I like to believe that it is, and it gives me hope in what would be otherwise an impossible situation. Also, you want to check out Marketing with the Stars. That's Raw, and he sends out 100,000 newsletters at a very reasonable rate on the Internet. Call Raw and tell him that you can just go click on his website, actually, on the page, and tell him that we sent you. And then check out drvalerie.com, because I've actually discovered a way in which I can actually clear things. I realized the other day that people that have past life experiences may actually be experiencing the past life of an ancestor. And I've had a lot of fun over the years actually going back into people's DNA memories and actually neutralizing the negative things that are there. And it's a lot of fun. I like it a lot. I can give you a free demonstration of this process if you call me at 310-455-8623. Also, you can't go anywhere without water. You just don't last more than a couple of days here on planet Earth without water. And Brooke Peterson at 561-628-1845. That's 561-628-1845. She'll help you out with that. And they're now calling me Aquawoman, and I'm calling myself Aquawoman, because I realize that if everybody on this planet got really good water, things would be different. That's what I think. So there you go. You're listening to Waking Up in America. You're on the air with Dr. Lewis Constantine, Randy Shannon, and Dr. Val Kirkgaard. Lewis, what would you like to pop into right now?
Well, you know, what I wanted to talk about was something that you and I talked about the other day, and that was one of my mountain experiences or mountaintop experiences in practicing cardiology, and then just go off on that. You know, back about 20 years ago, a little bit more than that, there was a new procedure called radiofrequency catheter ablation. Put little catheters, thread them up through the vessels in the body into the heart, and we would identify a spot that generated a rapid rhythm problem. We still do this today, of course. It's commonplace now. But it was new then, and cauterized just a very small area to interrupt a pathway that created a disabling or annoying rhythm problem. It was a pretty new procedure, and I had a young man in his 30s who was a mountaineer, come to me because he would have this thing we call avionodal reentry tachycardia, sudden onset, rapid heartbeat, 180 beats per minute. Benign in one sense, it's not a cardiac arrest provoking problem, but it would really debilitate him, and of course it could happen any time, so it had really impaired his ability to go out in the wilderness and climb mountains. So
would it make him dizzy, or what would it do to him, that particular
thing? Profoundly dizzy, lightheaded, short of breath, fatigue, circulation was impaired, cardiac and cardiovascular function were inefficient. So he couldn't perform at the high level required, you know, particularly at high altitude that he might encounter. So these things can last for hours. They may not terminate without a trip to the emergency room. So he really, his love, you know, mountaineering was basically impacted and was over. But he came hoping to have his procedure done, and I was happy to do that. It was a real privilege and an honor that he came because it was a relatively new procedure, and I was fairly inexperienced at it at the time, so I made that clear. But we went ahead and did this, and it was successful. And he, some weeks later, sent me a nice letter thanking me for that experience and had a photograph in it of him and his fellow mountaineer in their gear on top of a peak somewhere. I don't remember where in South America that they had had just climbed, and he was back, and he was able to do what he wanted to do.
I can imagine him standing on that peak, Lewis, and thinking about how he got there, which would have been you.
It's true, and you know, one of the things that happens when we practice medicine for a long time is we begin to forget, after we've done something and it becomes commonplace, we begin to forget how impactful these interventions can be. This is an intervention that literally cures the problem. So yes, conventional medicine does cure some things, and this is one of those. And we tend to lose sight of the fact that every encounter that we have with someone who comes to us, really it's a privilege and an honor to be there for them. But what's happened, you know, as I think about practicing medicine, is I realize that many days I'm sort of discouraged about the whole state of affairs because of so many different elements that get in the way. Well, I got Norm Shealy, Dr. Shealy's e-newsletter. He puts something out every week. It can be something about the state of health care. It might be a book review. It might be an announcement about some great health program, or his perspective on what's going on and who's ruling the planet. But often, of course, it's health related. And he sent this thing out a couple days ago, and I'm just going to read it to you. And it says, "Did you know that in a recent survey, 82% of doctors feel helpless to make a real difference in the lives of their patients? But nearly half of all physicians polled stated that given the chance to do it all over again, they would have picked a different career." And he says, well, these statistics don't surprise me. I know firsthand how challenging it is to deeply desire to help, to make a real difference, only to be shut down by forces beyond my control and certainly beyond your control. It's not new news that healthcare system is beyond broken, but what if instead of debating how to fix the system, we instead made the commitment to discovering those things that are proven to make us healthier, to doing those things that make us more vital, to becoming more empowered action takers in alignment with their own health? Well, I looked at this number, 82%, and I decided I want to find that survey because I'm not familiar with it. And I actually started looking at this last night, and I'll send them an email and try to find it out. But what I found out was that 82% is a recurring number.
Is it?
80, in medicine it is. 82% of Greek pediatric cancer doctors acknowledge that they grieve regularly over the death of children that they've cared for and were unable to save. You know, we have people who take care of family. We have got family caregivers. They care for severely ill or terminally ill family members who can't take care of themselves, and they face a similar kind of grief and disbelief and just feeling dazed and a sense of futility when they see what their loved ones are going through. Well, 82% of those caregivers basically do everything. They do all the shopping, they do all the housework, they do all the food prep, they do all the transportation surrounding the care of these people because services to help are increasingly limited. I found that from 1998 to 2005, that complementary and alternative medicine was used by breast cancer patients in Canada, but that the number of people using that increased from 66 to 82%.
How funny.
I found out that in the Netherlands, which, by the way, you know, Holland probably has one of the most permissive approaches to physician-assisted suicide and euthanasia, that not only is euthanasia looked at openly, but even assisting, facilitating the end of life without explicit request of the patient happens in that society.
Really?
Yeah, and that, not surprisingly, although physicians will experience a sense of, quote, discomfort, that's a euphemism, after doing, you know, helping people along, I'm not saying it's necessarily inappropriate under certain circumstances, but 82% of those who had facilitated ending a life without an explicit request were willing to do it again. Anyway, there's more and
more.
And
this is where the comes in, where the doctor playing God, right?
Exactly. But there are more of these 82% figures that I could give you. So I started looking at what is 82, and I came across the fact that 82 is the atomic number of the element lead. You know, and as I started reading these things and looking at these, I began to feel leaden myself. You know, it was a rather heavy weight.
Yeah.
And I just thought, well, this is such an interesting little relationship here. I'm not sure that there really is a relationship, but anyway, I finally came across something that sounded good, and that was a book. It's Bottom Line, Super Healing Unlimited book. You can get this for $27.97, and you get 7 free gifts, by the way, including such things as The New Guide to Healthy, Happy, Symptom-Free Menopause, Secrets
oh, wow,
of
okay.
A Fantastic Sex Over 50, and How to Slash Your Drug Bill. But what they had in this that included the 82% number was that there's a new treatment, whatever it is, that, quote, reverses, unquote, 82% of deadly cancers. Anyway, I just thought that the whole thing was a hoot as I went through this. and I thought, well, I'm going to have to investigate this number 82 a little bit more thoroughly and see what we come up with. But what I do want to end this little trivia monologue with is the fact that, going back to Norm Shealy's announcement, he was really announcing a series of free webinars that you can sign up for at optimalwellnesshealthheroes.com. I'll say that again, optimalwellnesshealthheroes.com, and there are 30 health heroes that will be giving individual, I would say, 1-hour-long webinars on things that you can do that can impact your health favorably and can help you really address problems that you encounter in the disease care system that we currently live in. And so I would encourage everyone to go there, sign up, and attend as many of those sessions as you can. They're replayed for the 48 hours. If you can't make it, you can focus an hour every evening, you know, during this special series of webinars to improve your overall situation. So optimalwellnesshealthheroes.com.
That's good. You know what I'm going to do? Do you have an Aqua Chi machine?
I don't have one.
Well, I think you should get an Aqua Chi machine and go take the lead out of your body, because Aqua Chi is really fabulous for detoxing you. And also, that's on our website. You'll see Aqua Chi. You also see a whole conversation on age reversal, which comes from Michael as well. So check out those two things, because so when he was talking about lead, I thought, oh, we'll just put his feet in an Aqua Chi bath.
I always said that. Get the lead out.
That's exactly what I was thinking. We'd have to get the lead out. Well, I thought, well, Aqua Chi, that would do it. Okay, so Aqua Chi is amazing stuff, and the different things that I've done, every one of these things, and I love them. And also, we love Kayani a lot. So, what can I say? People keep asking me what Kayani is. Check it out at our website. It's the best food I've ever found, and it comes at a very good price. When you think of all the ingredients that go into Kayani, actually, Kayani means strong medicine. So if you want to find out more about strong medicine, you can also give me a call at 310-455-8623. There's a reason that Mary Louise Zeller was 20-time gold medalist, and that's because she paid attention to whatever it took to make her stronger, as strong as she could possibly be. And in the entire Kayani organization, she's fourth in the entire world. So, but what can I tell you? We're just about the finer things here. And boy, have we been saving you a treat, okay? The medallion signature, which we have alluded to. Randy's done her research, okay? So, Randy, talk to us about medallion signatures.
Well, just to remind everyone what that actually is, it's a promise that's used in financial institutions, for example, banks, also stock markets, but it's a seal that's it's applied to this paperwork that you give them. I'm going to bring this down to layman's terms. And it's that seal certifies that your signature is genuine and has legal binding authority. So that's like super important. And in layman's terms, you may want to pay off, we've talked about you in the past, Val, your house, okay?
Yes.
So, why do you want this gold medallion signature? Because it tells the world that what you just did is absolute fact, and it stands up to everything, including the alphabet soup organization called the IRS, okay? So, let me just kind of take it down to layman's terms about this. Why do you need it? Well, if you write a financial instrument, which an instrument is a tradable asset of any kind, it could be a bond, it could be, you could write out a promissory note, which a promissory note, you can create them right on your home computer. Now, this is going to blow people's minds. You can create it right on your home computer, and it looks very similar to a cashier's check. And because we have no currency in this country backed by anything of substance, no gold, no silver, none of our currency is backed by it anymore, so we don't really have real money. It's kind of like monopoly money. And people say, well, I have this dollar bill, but it's not backed by anything, nothing. Our government did away with that a long time ago. So in reality, everything that we play with is monopoly money. Okay, just look at your actual dollar bills backed by nothing. Okay, so let's say you create a promissory note. Now this is all fantasy land, but it's real and it works. So you create a promissory note, and it looks like a cashier's check, and you fill it out. And let's say you owe $400,000 on your house or $50,000 on your house. It doesn't matter. You create it on your computer, and there are free templates. Or there's some nicer templates where, you know, you might pay a couple bucks for it.
Where do you get them? You
can just do it right online, right on the computer.
Huh.
So you just get the template, you fill it out for the balance of your home, or one of the gentlemen that comes on our law call on Thursday nights, he will actually write the promissory note for several thousand over the amount that's being requested, just in case they throw up some extra fees or they say, well, no, you were off 50 cents or you didn't, you know, you had some late fees, whatever. So he always writes the promissory notes over and above. Then you take the promissory note to the bank and you get this gold signature or gold medallion signature guarantee that says you are who you are and that dollar figure that you put on there is a real dollar figure. And you say, well, how can you use that? Well, because these financial instruments and our government looks at a promissory note as a financial instrument, a tradable asset of any kind. Think about it. When you buy a house, you signed a promissory note. So now you're paying with a promissory note in full your house. Then the bank stamps it with this gold medallion signature guarantee, and you're golden. Your home is now paid for. And if they say, well,
what if the bank says, hey, you don't have enough money in that account?
That's when all you have to do is say, well, the very definition of a financial instrument is, and you can go through the list. There's several forms of financial instruments. One's called debt securities. That's banknotes, bonds, and something called debentures. Then there's equity securities. Those are common stocks. And then there's derivative contracts such as futures, options, swaps. Well, we fall into that first one. And
what was the first one again? I've already forgotten.
The banknotes or bonds, the promissory notes.
Oh, okay,
fall in
very
that.
Good.
Yeah. And that is the type of what is called a negotiable instrument, and it's known as a promissory note, and it's you get this gold medallion signature put on it. And it's payable to the bearer on demand.
Well, you know, Randy, I signed up to be a secure party creditor about 3 or 4 years ago, okay? So I went through that entire process. And secure party creditors were supposed to be able to write bonds. We were supposed to have access to funds that people don't know about. And I'm wondering if one of the reasons this one of the reasons why this is working, actually, may be that what you're doing is a very clever way of accessing those accounts that we all have that they don't tell us about.
It very well could be. And I could take an hour to go through the terms and the definitions, which obviously we don't have time to do that. But, if anybody wants one of these gold medallion signatures or they want to go through the process, you know, there is a fee because there's some work involved in it and the steps. All they have to do is send us an email to support@42action.org, and we'll hook them up with the guys who are doing this successfully. It varies. It just depends on what it is that they have. So there's a sliding scale.
Are we talking $100, $1,000, $5,000? What are we talking?
If the house is going to be $500,000 or $1 million, then there's a little bit more work involved. So they're probably looking at $1,000. But look, they're getting their house.
No, I'm trying to make things real. Okay.
Yeah. No. Well, some people will say, "Well, I don't have it." Well, you're getting a $500,000 house. So it's going to be a couple hundred to $1,000 or so. Just depends on what their debt is.
Uh-huh.
So there's work that goes into it. I don't do these myself. I work with the team that does. And one of them actually, just this week, got his wife's traffic tickets paid for and the IRS debt paid for. And what's funny is the IRS came back to him and said, "Hey, you might want to do just a couple more things to tweak your paperwork." They actually told him how to do it even better. So it's monopoly money. You're not really paying with real money, but you're going according to what their UC, it's called Universal Commercial Code laws are. So you're using their terms and definitions.
Yeah.
And going by their terms and definitions.
No, I love it. I absolutely love it. So there you go. I personally think $1,000 to get your $500,000 home or whatever is more than fair.
Mm-hmm.
As I say, I think they're setting up the paperwork to access your private fund. A lot of people don't realize that number on your birth certificate is actually a number to a banking account that's in your name, because you've been being bought and sold and traded for ever since birth, and they'll probably figure out a way to buy and sell and trade you at death as well. There's actually people that have taken, I don't know what the word is for it, it's like a snapshot of, where they saw themselves being traded on the stock exchange and actually were able to capture that frame. So, you know, it's just so much interesting stuff goes on. I mean, and here we've talked about a lot of things today about Obamacare and about healthy hearts and about, gosh, just a gift that that we can be for each other. I can feel myself standing on the top of the mountain and thinking what that man must have thought about how he would never have been able to get there if it hadn't been for Lewis. And you know, there's a whole lot of people in Earth, we forget about this, that would never be able to get to where they're going if it hadn't been for you. And so each of you out there, every time you reach out and you do a kind thing for someone, you're giving them something that they didn't expect, and something that lifts their hearts, and something that walks us into a better future. And I'm not sure how this Obamacare thing is going to be worked out, but I took down this quote from Nancy Pelosi. She said, "We have to pass it to find out what's in it." Well, now we know what's in it, okay?
Yeah, a bunch of junk.
A physician called into a radio show and heard about that and said, "Actually, that's the definition of a stool sample. So I thought that was hysterical. Oh my gosh, already. This program has been brought to you by Kirkgaard Media Intergalactic, our radio partners, ConingCompany.com, Dr. James Murphy, John Denver, Dennis Weaver, Larry Hagman, and Esther Williams in memoriam, and DrValerie.com, and Doctor is all spelled out. We thank our producers, sponsors, Randy and Lewis. They are so great, too. Ron Hayes is our wonderful research editor, and a big thanks to our team at Voice America, Jeff Spinard, Nathan Jett, Brad Colmer, Ryan Treasure, Randy Jackman, DeMont, and our friends at Cumulus Radio, Mike Vitale, Monica Raines, Ron Simon, and Dasha, bless your heart. Big thanks to John Thomas, our webmaster, and merci beaucoup to Bent Migan for our theme music, Almost Ordinary People, which is available to you as an MP3 file or download. Next week, invite a friend to listen. Write us at Val at Waking Up in America. And remember, Sidious Altius Fortius. And I've been doing this affirmation every day, and the affirmation is that I'm a rich woman living in a rich world. So if you're a guy or a kid and you hear that, just keep repeating that because it changes the way you do things. We love you, and we'll be back with you next week.
And you're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all you new, pouring through. Now your heart is open.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.